G'day awesome people, welcome to Lucky 13 episode of the Cycle Coaching Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions you'd like to submit through the show, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Up on the homepage, says submit your questions, click on that, submit it. I get super excited, super pumped, super needed, super loved, super cared about every time you guys submit a question. So, and make them detailed, like make it really specific about what you're after. Now, there was a recent study just not that long ago with Australian education, like schooling, that every person to ask a question in a classroom would generally help six other people on average. So, and in Australia, we've got, you know, general classroom would be 25 to 30 kids per classroom. So for every question you ask, you potentially are helping other people, because what happens is all these other kids sit in the class go, oh God, thank goodness she asked that question. I've been thinking the same, but I didn't want to put my hand up because I didn't want to sound like a dumbass, so forth. So you're helping others. Think of it like that. And so today's question comes from Craig. I'm training to do a double century in 16 weeks. I am unable to do two long rides in a row due to work and family commitments. How can I get my body used to that second century day? That's fine. So I would consider really loading the legs up as much as possible the day before this century ride. So going to the gym and just hammering them, load it right up. So you're starting that ride with fatigued legs. So what you would consider, let's say day one of your century ride, you got over, you know, you got into a good group, you're a little fresh, you're tapered, you've got that energy, just pumping, and you end up doing the ride way too harder than you should have. And so the next day you've come, your legs are cactus, so you're trying to replicate that, for instance. So I'd be going to this is when, if your time can allow it, I'd be going to the gym and I would be pumping out, you know, not just pumping out a heap of squats or leg presses and curls or whatever. I'd be doing, you know, do the whole body there, but I'd be, the main focus would be to smash the living daylights out of those legs. So you'll wake up on your long morning ride, you think, how the hell am I going to put my leg over the top bar here so I can actually start pedaling? So that's one good way, and that will also help mentally prepare you for what you're going to go through as well. And you'll probably find that training is going to be a hell of a lot harder than the actual race, because you can just get jumping behind other people and just let them do the work and just go, look, I'd love to help out the front, but I'm really only holding on for dear life, and you know, breathe normal when they're not looking back. And then attack on the final hill. If you have no access to the gym, you just got to pretend you're Ric Flair. Ric Flair, what he would do every day is 500 free squats. And so I wouldn't just go straight out and do 100, you know, 500 free squats the morning before you go on that bike ride. I would start off with 100, and then the next week 200 and 300, and just all you're trying to do is create as much fatigue in those legs as possible. And if you could, then the day after your long ride, so let's call it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday, you're fatiguing the legs. Saturday, you go for that long bike ride, and you want to really overcommit. So a century, 160 k's. So I try and go 200 k's. And so that next day, if you can, even if all you can do is an hour, it'd be a threshold session. Just pound, just get up that effort and just hold on for dear life. And I'd be considering that, and then on Monday it'd be more of an easy recovery/rest day. to recover from what you've just done, or you can just keep trying to accumulate more fatigue if you really want it. But you, at some point, you really have to back it off so you can redo this process again. So I hope that helps. If you guys have any other questions you'd like to submit, jump on through to the website cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.